Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Teen smoking is down, and teen alcohol use also allegedly down, but there is a vaping epidemic when it comes to our teens.
Yeah, I think it's even more than that. I think opioid use, coke, like a lot of the bad stuff is down, but the vaping is in a year, it is more than doubled. I mean, it is startling how many kids have started vaping over the past year.
A lot. My son says everybody at his school is doing it. You look in your neighborhoods where there are teenagers and you see those discarded Juul boxes everywhere. They're marketing to kids successfully.
I mean, and they're running those commercials that are telling the truth. What is in that pod is equivalent to multiple packs of cigarettes. I mean,
right. The
nicotine, although you're not smoking, so you don't have actual smoke going into your lungs, the addictive ingredients in those Juul pods are much worse than that of actual cigarettes.
Here's the thing. When you smoke weed or you smoke like anything else, the smoke lingers. The problem is it's hard to catch because when you smoke a vape, it just goes after 5 seconds.
So they can keep it, like if you burn a heater, you're going to smell like that the rest of the day.
Or if you're in like a class, it'll be there. But let's say the teacher goes in the hall for 20 seconds.
Right.
You can just vape for 20 seconds. That's the problem.
I don't know what, like, kids are always going to want to experiment with things that they shouldn't experiment with. We know that. But how do you get your kids not to vape?
Dude, I would venture to say, I could be wrong, but in my heart of hearts, I believe there are parents out there who have high school age students whose kids vape and they are okay with it.
They think it's better than smoking.
Like they just look at it as something very non-threatening, something just, it's just water in a stick. You're just vaping, whatever it may be. I guarantee there are parents out there who embrace the fact that their kids vape.
The tobacco industry for years successfully marketed to children, whether they wanted to admit it or not. I think some of those anti-smoking campaigns are designed to somehow trick kids into smoking. I don't know how that works. Not all of them. I think some people genuinely want to help kids not smoke. But I think somehow tobacco industries have been able to manipulate kids. These Juuls, they are marketing for kids. They just got busted for it, week before last, and they had to change some of their flavors?
Oh, yeah, they had to ditch all their sexy flavors that they were putting out there. And I've told this story before. There's a head shop right down by my house, and there are people lined up out the door when they open in the morning at 11 a.m., lined down the sidewalk to get there and get their Juul pods. I mean, it is a... I don't think that we quite have a grasp on these Juul pod things yet because I think they are a much bigger problem than even we realize.
Here's what we need to do.
Here we go.
We need to have parents say that it's the most cool thing to do, and then the kids will be like, I never want to do it because my dad said it's awesome, and I don't want to be like my parents.
You know, you're a genius, Ryan Hoppy. you find out your kid is vaping. If you go off on your kid's just going to vape more. If you go, oh, man. I am so glad you vape too.
I'm so proud of you, bro.
Man, me and my friends, we do that too. Let's all vape together. The family that vapes together rapes together. Yeah. All right.
Wait, what?
There's an entire South Park episode about the parents of the town working together to try and nix. It was some knockoff of Pokemon, the little collectibles, and all the parents started doing it. And that's what finally killed the kids wanting to.
So then let's make it cool to vape.
Because I think the dangerous thing with this is if you try it, like if you go through a period where you're vaping the Juul, you're probably addicted. Like that, like we can think of fun ways for kids to not think it's cool, but if they're going to try it initially, we're then probably looking at a kid who has an addiction of nicotine, which can be just as bad as any other drug as far as the addiction side effects.
They say it's as addictive as heroin is.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know. I've never been addicted to either of them, thank God.
But, I mean, you see people that try to quit smoking, and, I mean, they lose their mind. It's a very, very hard thing to do, and it's going to be just as hard to get off these Juul pods and this vapes.
Man, how, we got – I mean, it's an epidemic out there. And maybe there's a way of looking at it of thinking, oh, they're going to do something. It might as well. But, man.
If you had to choose I know these are both uncomfortable things. Oh. You had to choose for your son, I would dabble with some drinks at parties. And in this scenario, you know that he's not going to drink and drive. He's not going to do anything stupid. But he's going to drink a little bit at parties, or he vapes on the reg. Like, he's vaping as part of his day.
So those are my.
I'm just saying, which one would you prefer? Because obviously, kids are going away from alcohol and other harder drugs for vaping. Not necessarily for, but they're leading towards one and getting away from the other.
So I have to choose either socially at parties, my son consumes some alcohol,
right?
Or he is a regular vapist.
He's a vapist.
I mean, any parent I would think would have to go with the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
I don't want him regularly putting this popcorn oil crap in his lungs. We don't know what that does.
Yeah.
But then again, we know what alcohol does, and that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I don't know. Like, I don't know if this is good news per se, is what I'm getting at. When you read this and you say, they're not drinking, they're not doing coke, they're not doing this, but they're vaping a lot more over the span of a year. And who's to say those numbers aren't just going to continue to increase over
Correct.
The years?
Well, we need to make it a stigma, and that's why we all need to, as adults, say that vaping is cool.
And it's interesting because the anti-smoking commercials now, their spin on it are people who vape are however much more likely to turn to cigarettes.
Right.
I think we need to start probably focusing more on what is actually wrong with vaping rather than just worrying about kids then leading to cigarettes.
And a lot of it probably comes from the adults going, hey, I quit smoking cigarettes because of these vapes. So the kid goes, oh, the vape must be helpful then.
Yeah.
It's a medicine. Drew Grabo Live, who might you be? Adam?
Hey, what's going on, Drew?
What's up, Adam?
Hey, man, I wanted to shed some light on some stuff because you guys are tackling a very complex situation in the vaping world. And I've been vaping for the past 4 years. I used to be a cigarette, or I used to smoke cigarettes for 3 years, 4 years straight. And then I switched over to vaping, but the Juul pods and the actual vaping mechanisms that you see guys walking around with are actually two different things. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you have lines out the door with these guys buying Juul pods is because there's around 50 milligrams worth of nicotine inside of the pod, which is called Nic salt.
Okay.
Nic salt is unregulated. Okay. And this is where legislation is going to need to step in. We're going to need to band together as a country, or at least as a state or whatever, to start holding these companies accountable for what they're putting and how much they're putting inside of these Juul pods. So I, like many other vapers, got curious about the Juul pods, tried it out, loved it, got hooked on it, decided to make my own vaping pod with Nic salt in it. And then I realized how much, then I started getting the shakes. I would get dizzy. And I was like, what is going on? Why am I so off? What's off kilter? So I went into the vape shop that I go to, and I talked to the guys who owned it. I'm not going to name the company just because, but they said they all got off Nic salt. They were all going through the same symptoms and having the same experiences. And I said, well, what's the deal with that? And he goes, your body is not meant to have that much of a stimulant at one time. And what you're seeing is you're seeing these kids get hooked on very high levels of nicotine. I'm talking two packs a day worth of nicotine in one pod. And one pod, that's insane.
And parents, and we're so ignorant to it. As parents, we just go, oh, it could be worse. They could be smoking cigarettes. But that would actually be better for them.
Exactly. And now, don't get me wrong. The vaping is 95% safer than smoking a carcinogen. And that goes for weed, cigarettes, you know, anything else that you want to smoke. It's safer because it's water vapor at the end. But, like, you guys didn't know, and you're like, well, we need to make a stigma. You know, we need to tackle it this way or that way. What we need is the people to be educated about what these manufacturers are doing to the people who are buying it, because it's not just kids.
Right.
You have Nick fiends running around on the daily buying Juul pods because they're literally addicted to nicotine at a super high level, and it's not safe. It's not – I vape, all right? I vape 3 milligrams, very low. You know, I chuck clouds all day. You know, I couldn't do it, man. I had to throw it away. It was too much for my body. A kid doesn't know that.
I got to. Anytime someone says a phrase, I chuck clouds all day, I got to hang up.
Oh,
but
dude,
you sound like a great dude, man. Thanks a lot for the insight,
don't
dude. You sound nice.
I want to chuck clouds.
You don't want to chuck
clouds. Dude, I
want
to chuck clouds so bad. I don't think it's in me, though. Like, I think I have strong lungs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've tried to chuck clouds, man, and my body wasn't built for it.
You just don't want it bad enough.
I guess so, man. Like, dude, when you see
really
a dude.
You got to really commit,
bro. We had a guy at the toy drive. I don't know if you caught him. He was chucking clouds outside the tent.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was like he would disappear. He'd chuck a cloud down towards his feet.
Right.
And next thing you know, he's just gone in a puff of smoke. It was awesome.
I remember it was a girl on last year's Calta Cruise who was, she was with Matt from Horn Blasters, and she was chucking clouds. She would disappear in the casino.
That's
like
awesome.
A David Copperball situation. It was a cloud of smoke, and then she was gone.
That's so cool.
Ryan, you're not doing those jewel pods, are you, Ryan?
No, I don't.
Good.
I've just never been down with any of that. I smoked once 10 years ago. I was with my friends. I was trying to be cool, and I threw up in front of all the cute girls.
Yeah,
it was
not
like
cool.
9 years ago, and I went, no, not for me.
Throwing up is not cool.
And that is true. Like what Hoppy said earlier is that it's not like a cigarette where you have to go take a smoke break or you've
right.
got to find a way to get out of a social setting to go smoke. You could very easily, you know, pull
Boom.
It up. Those Juul pods are made to be super discreet.
Of course.
So you pull that out, you take a few tugs anywhere. Anywhere.
We have vilified smoking and alcohol with good reason. They should be vilified. But we shouldn't view these vape pens or pods or whatever as an acceptable substitute.
Do you look in your son's room to make sure there's no booze or vapes? Because that's what my dad did. He used to like look every day to make sure there's no booze or weed. So
I don't have to. I stopped looking through his stuff a while ago. He is going to be his own person. If his grades slip, if he gets a B, then, you know, we'll have a conversation.
Okay.
But I, you know, what he's got in his room is his business until it becomes my business. Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Scott?
I'm good, Drew. I love the show. How you doing?
Thanks, man. Appreciate that very much. I'm doing real well. Appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I call a little bit of good news. The Juul, I don't know if you know, but the FDA cracked down on them pretty hard, and they've had to eliminate most of their flavors, all except for menthol and tobacco.
Well, that's all well and good, but those kids that they've already gotten addicted to those things, you know, they don't care what flavor they're doing. They just need to get their 8 packs of cigarettes a day through that Juul pod or whatever.
Well, you might be right on that, but I mean, at least working in the convenience store business, I see they aren't buying those flavors currently.
Ah, gotcha. That's good to know. Or you see a lot of people like loitering outside the store, paying people to go in and get them vape pods.
No, we don't allow that. We don't let anyone hang out.
Good. All right. No loitering. That's good. The convenience stores where you grew up, they have that like no more than 2 students in the store at the time rule.
Oh yeah, there was a store right by the school, right
yep.
across there, and you couldn't have more than a couple people in there. You couldn't have backpacks in there.
Yeah, the handy way.
It was a whole thing. Yeah,
you go in there and like there's 2 students at a time. Like, oh, we already got 2 kids. Like we're gonna have a crime wave, which we would have done. Hunter, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how you doing, Drew? I love the show.
Thanks, Hunter.
Hey, I was just calling to kind of share my experience about nicotine and vaping.
Right.
When I was 19, I joined the military, and I'm sure you're familiar, or you've heard at least the military is, you know, a big tobacco supporter.
Sure.
And I really didn't want to fall into that category, so I started vaping, and I thought it was just going to be something that I was going to do. And a few years gone by, and I caught myself, you know, gradually increasing my level of nicotine. And my brother just came up to me one day. He's like, hey, man, have you tried this? And it was a Juul. And I was like, no. And I tried it, and I was pretty much instantly hooked from there. And I found myself a year later still using it, still blowing $20 a week on a pack.
Chucking clouds all over the place.
Chucking clouds everywhere, man.
That's the thing about your Juul is you can't even really chuck the serious clouds, can you? I mean, if you're going to chuck a cloud, you know, chuck a cloud.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to chuck a cloud on a Juul, your lungs are going to be hurting afterwards.
Yeah. Chucking clouds. You think I don't know. I haven't listened to the new beats that Matt Lost Ranger put together for us, but I think Schmedium Druzy and Orange Fabio's new single should definitely be
Chucking Clouds, yeah.
Yo, check this out. Schmedium Druzy and Orange Fabio. We hitting the Cumberland Farms for the Juul pods. Can't find that pineapple upside down cake flavor no more since Uncle Sam took over. Check it. One time. Say it proud. Chucking clouds. Say it loud. I'm chucking clouds. What you doing when you walk in a room? Chucking clouds like you know I'm Dr. Doom. Chucking clouds like my mom's perfume. Chucking clouds like I'm working on a loom. Weaving in and out. Orange Fabio. Tell them about them clouds you blow.
Stepping on my car and I'm feeling real rough. I grab my little jewel and I puff, puff, puff. I'm feeling proud. I'm chucking clouds. I'm feeling proud. I'm checking clouds.
He feeling proud cause you know he chucking clouds. And I'm so proud that I say it out loud. My mama says, son, why you got a vape? I said, mom, it could be worse. I could start to rape. She said, you got yourself a point. I said, light up that joint. No, on second thought, you know what I'll appoint? I'm appoint myself the king of the clouds. I'm Lando Calrissian. I say it out loud. We chucking clouds.
You ain't got to be mean. You can be 13. Chucking clouds is the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Shout out to my main man Cage. Most people chucking clouds, you know they underage. They like 12 or maybe 14, and they chucking clouds like that whore just seen at the Brass Flamingo. People playing bingo, dude on Sports Center named Trey Wingo. And you know we chucking clouds. Ah,
we're chucking clouds.
That's a banger.
That's a really nice beat. That
that's
he
a good
put together,
beat. It was almost like it was made perfect for the track too.
Chucking clouds, yo. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, listen, I was just for 40 years I smoked cigarettes, 3 packs a day.
Woof.
And for the last 5-6 years since 2012, I vape zero nicotine. Huh. Maybe 2 or 3 tits about every 4 hours, something like that.
But no nicotine in it.
There's zero nicotine.
All right. Yeah, that's good, right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.